Following a drought, don't take trees for granted. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. Many areas have been getting rain. In some cases, it's enough to erase memories of the 2012 drought, but that still doesn't mean it couldn't happen again. Trees Forever horticulturist Patty Peterson suggests steps to take in making sure that trees survive in case precipitation should end abruptly. As trees come out of dormancy after winter, people should take special care for all perennials, including trees, as green regrowth begins.
What we're looking for through the growing season is 1 inch of rain per week through the growing season. So from the time that the frost is out of the ground, when you start to see early growth, till the ground freezes. How often you will have to water, that really depends on the soil type, the age of the plant, and a few other variabilities too, such as temperatures and wind.
Peterson suggests that at the end of June, observe trees by walking around them, looking for dead branches from last year's drought.
Some trees, I'll say full-size trees, that went through a particularly dry period last year, maybe they'll have some individual branches, maybe especially the inner portion of the tree where some individual branches didn't leaf out. Those can be pruned out. The exception would be with oaks. Oaks, we tend to like to see the pruning done or major pruning done on those during the dormant season to prevent a spread of disease. The other thing during that inspection time is you want to make sure that the trees are mulched, that there is some organic material around the tree helping to conserve the moisture that's there, but also helping to moderate soil temperatures.
Peterson says the 2012 drought definitely caused stress on trees. Many of them simply died out, with, of course, some exceptions where trees had good growth.
Overall, in much of the area in the Midwest, there was just poor establishment of the very young trees, and then for the mature trees, just less growth. Didn't kill them, but probably weakened them overall. All or most poised to be a little bit more vulnerable to if we have a continued dry period, or even if we have some areas that see excessive moisture, because that can be just as damaging also. My message I'd like to share with people related to that is that we need to, in any one season, plant only the amount that we can take care of that growing season. If we're going to plant, make sure we have the resources, the time, the equipment that we can water them through the growing season.
Patty Peterson, Trees Forever. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield Ag News for America.